Speaking of dose, can you comment on the different doses that have been used in the different tumors and what all that means?
I think it means that we did some not very smart things in doing the earlier studies, because that's how we got into this difference in dose. So breast cancer did not have any randomized dose-finding studies. We did a sequential cohort study, initially planned to look at two different dose levels, 3 mg/kg every 2 weeks or 10 mg/kg every 2 weeks. The 3 mg dose was chosen because that was the dose from the phase 1 study that eliminated circulating VEGF from all of the patients. The 10 mg dose was one of the highest doses that had been studied in the phase 1. And though you eliminated circulating VEGF at lower dose levels, we wondered if perhaps in the tumor microenvironment where VEGF is produced, you might need a higher concentration or a higher dose to get the same effect. In that study, we thought there was greater activity at the 10 mg dose than the 3 mg dose. So the study was amended to look at an even higher dose, the 20 mg/kg every 2 weeks. And we didn't really see any increase in activity at 20, but saw the migraines and the dose-limiting toxicity of the drug that to that point had not been identified. The lung and colon trials and programs proceeded a little bit differently in that they did each a randomized phase 2 study looking at either 5 mg/kg every 2 weeks or 10 mg/kg every 2 weeks. I think the lung trial was actually every 3 weeks, but those equivalent doses, either 5 mg/kg per week or 2.5 mg/kg per week. And in the lung cancer trial, the higher dose appeared superior, and in the colon cancer trial, the lower dose appeared superior. So they use those doses going forward. I think if anything, it teaches us to be cautious with randomized phase 2 studies because they're small and they're not designed to have a direct comparison. So those results could just as easily have been spurious than teaching us anything true about doses. Now, that said, I don't know that the dose we picked for the breast cancer trials is the right dose because it came from a fairly small sequential phase 2 study. So there are plans to do a randomized phase 3 study looking at two different dose levels of bevacizumab in breast cancer that will be starting very soon if it's not started already.